Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
The reading in Romans feels loaded to me. It uses words like justified and righteousness and saved. Words that I've heard over the years in ways that I didn't understand and that weren't actually all that helpful to me in my relationship with Jesus. And so in this season of Lent, in which we are invited to notice our relationship with God, I want to do a bit of thinking about these words. I often begin with the best of intentions. I start each day with a short meditation, short because that's what I can manage, with the goal of living into each day with an open heart, to be open to whomever comes my way and to meet them for who they are. Not unlike when I stand at the beginning of a labyrinth, preparing to walk and to hear whatever the Spirit might guide me towards. And then I get stuck behind someone who is walking really slowly and who, for whatever reason, I cannot get around. And suddenly, all of that openness is lost to me. And I just want them to move faster or move out of the way so that I can go back to my pace or get around them and resume my spirit of openness. But that's often the lesson, right? It's a practice of staying open regardless of slow walkers or people who we meet who we find frustrating or hard. We actually have to practice hearing and being in relationship and noticing God. Paul writes, "The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim." But what do we mean when we say that? Because, friends, we have put a lot of words in God's mouth that we have decided are God's. And not all of those words are great, and not all of them were true. And so let's think a moment about heart and mouth and what it means to begin or pay attention to what is in my heart and what comes out of my mouth. The heart being the place where our intentions begin, and the mouth being or representing for us our actions, the words we actually say when we are out in the world. But what does it say is how our reading actually begins in verse 8. And Paul is talking about what is in the law that was given to Moses. What does it say, this law that was given to Moses? Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. Throughout this season of Lent, at the beginning of our liturgy, as I told you at the beginning today, we remind ourselves of the summary of that law as it was written in the Gospel of Matthew. And just to remind you once more, the summarized version of the law that was given to Moses is love, according to Jesus. We are to love God, to love our neighbors, and to love ourselves. When a powerful lawyer asks Jesus which commandment is the greatest, Jesus says, love. Love God with your whole self, and love your neighbor as yourself. And everything else is hung on these two. Everything else is hung on love. And I read that, and I feel like I can breathe again. Maybe I can follow Jesus. Maybe. Maybe I just need to slow down my pace and see the people around me, see that they are also seeking belovedness in themselves, also seeking relationship with God. We thought that this reminder was an important one for us this year because we said that as a community, there were three things we wanted to work on: We wanted to grow in numbers and in accountability to who we say we are and in love. And so for this season of Lent, we will be repeating this teaching in Matthew to remind ourselves and one another of the commandments that we have been given. We gathered this last Wednesday to smudge ash on our foreheads and to be reminded of who and whose we are, of the dust that we are made of and go back to, that we are all, every one of us, made of the very same stuff. No matter what else may separate us, we are made of dust, and to dust we will return. This is a time to think about our hearts and our mouths and what Jesus came to save us from. But what about those words that I mentioned at the beginning? I read this week that to think about our heart is to think about being justified, that righteousness is an expression of one's intent of doing right for the right reasons, of doing right for the right reasons. We do try to be right. We are trying to love our neighbors, trying to live out of the love that we have been so freely given by the one who makes us out of dust and loves us no matter what. We may have any number of definitions of what right is. But if we go back to the commandments, we are brought up short because love is what our reasons must be based on. So let's pull this apart a little further, because again, with the loaded words. So the New Dictionary of Theology offers the following definition of righteousness. The basic meaning of righteousness, as it is in the Bible, derives from the Hebrew tzedek, I'm going to say that wrong, which is usually translated from the Greek and denotes not so much the abstract idea of justice or virtue, as it is about the right standing and consequent behavior within a community. Consequent right behavior within a community. And so this is where we can land in some stickiness, but also where there is hope for me. We are connected to one another in community, so that when we think about our actions, what we will do, what we have done, and whether they are righteous or not, we have to think about them within the context of our relationship to one another. We are in community together and have decided some things together about how we want to be. And if we are a faith community, we have based those decisions on how we want to be, on the teachings that we have received through Jesus Christ. And Jesus tells us there is no greater commandment than the one to love. Love is what we base this whole thing on. And we come together in community to figure that out. It's easy to love all by myself, but harder and even more important once I come face to face with someone else or up behind a very slow walker. So we come full circle and back to the heart. And when we get to verse 10, we hear, "For one who believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses the mouth and so is saved." We begin to have a fuller picture of what we are talking about. Justified, according to Wikipedia, is defined as to be declared or made righteous in the sight of God. Declared or made righteous in the sight of God. And what did we just learn that righteousness means? Righteousness is about being accountable to one another in community. We can't be righteous in the sight of God alone. It is how we are with each other that matters. How we treat one another, how we care for one another. I would argue how we make space for one another and who God created each of us to be, not just some narrow vision of humanity, but the full spectrum of all of us. All of us made in the image of our Maker. All of us out of dust, and to dust we will return. God puts us in relationship with each other. God looks at us meditating by ourselves in the morning on open-heartedness or standing at the beginning of the labyrinth and says, "Oh, that's really lovely. Now go live that out. Have an open heart behind a slow walker, because that's where it's going to count." And I believe that what we are being saved from is a life that would have us believe otherwise. We are being saved from the notion that any one of us is more important than the other. We are saved from an understanding that our words and our actions don't matter, because they do. We are saved from thinking that we live in isolation and can behave any way we want, because we can't. We are saved from the assumption that it is any of our jobs to judge the other, because it isn't. Our job is to follow the commandments, which, when they are distilled down, say to love God, love your neighbor, and love yourself. And if I truly believe that that is the greatest commandment, then I had better make my actions show it as best as I am able. And that is what this season is about. It is about being reminded of our dusty selves, of the importance of the others that we are in community with, and of their value and their importance. We need to be reminded that we are loved, but not just us, everyone else too. And we are all saved from living otherwise. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. The same Lord is the Lord of all and generous to all who call on him. There is no distinction between God's love for me and God's love for you. God loves both of us, and there is nothing that we can do to get more or receive less. This is a season of self-examination and reflection on our relationship with God and how we live into or away from the commandments that we have been given. We have the word of God on our hearts and in our lips.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.